Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Mark Moriarty, the award-winning chef. He has released a new cookbook. It's called Season, and the subtitle really is Seasons and Seasonings. Mark, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, I love this book. I absolutely love it because I'm always encouraged when you open the book at the beginning and it tells you not quite how to boil an egg, but how to poach an egg.
We upgraded from last time to poaching this time, yeah.
Yeah, and the idea is that it should not deter someone who's never cooked before from having a go.
Yeah, the whole point of this book is it's a practical handbook, hopefully quite a beautiful one. And I really wanted to make sure that the first thing you open when you look at the book is the really simple stuff. It's how to cook a steak, how to poach an egg, how to make cupcakes properly, so that no one's going to be too intimidated by anything, and then it moves through the chapters.
Yeah, but it also tells me how to make a quick hollandaise.
Well, that's simple enough, isn't it? Yeah, that's not too fancy.
But so many people have disasters trying to make hollandaise,
yeah,
you know.
Exactly.
So this is the surefire fail safe.
And I think the key point, look, there's so many cookbooks on the market every year, and what's different about mine, I think, is it's taking some of the tips and tricks from the restaurant kitchen, applying them to dishes that everyone already knows and is probably cooking, using ingredients everyone already has, yeah, to make your life a little bit easier, quicker.
This would be called chef's hacks.
Chef's hacks, yeah. So, yeah, like, for example, like, there's one, I always see these recipes for classic pasta dishes in Italy where you have to emulsify the pasta water to create the sauce consistency. Now, sometimes I'm not paying attention and the sauce splits and it's all watery and it's not very nice. So one of the things we would do in the restaurant when we're cooking for big numbers is we would make a big batch of sauce and add a little teaspoon of corn flour into the sauce base.
Yeah.
So no matter what happens, the corn flour is going to thicken it up slightly. Italian people will probably be given out listening to this, but it means you're always going to have a nicely emulsified sauce. So that's an example of a little restaurant trick that's going to make your cooking easier at home.
Yeah. Now, obviously, it's the glass of wine with the pasta that makes it anyway. So, and the company. Now, the seasons and seasonings, how do the seasons themselves influence the format of the book?
So I think it's very simple. It's the four chapters of the four seasons. There's certain ingredients that are in season at different times of the year. We kind of lost a bit of that in the last 20 or so years with the supermarket's growth. You can kind of get everything all year round.
Strawberries in January.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not that we're telling people what to do, but it's just to give some examples of the type of nice ingredients like asparagus in the spring or coming in now to beetroot in the autumn, that you can make a choice when you do your shop to pick more seasonal ingredients. And then for me, the difference between good food and great food and the difference between home cooking and restaurant cooking is seasoning. So it's, I think I have 7 examples in the chapter. You'll see them throughout. It's the bit of sea salt and a bit of lemon juice in a bowl of pasta to give it a bit of oomph. It's the butter, the olive oil, a bit of Tabasco sauce in a chili that really makes it pop.
Sometimes it could be when you add the seasoning. I mean, traditionally in Ireland, there was salt and pepper on the table.
Yes.
And people lurried it on.
Yes. And like my parents do, it always annoys me, is they won't taste it. They'll start loading the salt and pepper onto it before they even taste it.
Sometimes it's better to do it in the cooking.
Yeah. And things like salt. So take, for example, if you're doing a recipe where you cook off onion and garlic, which is a lot of basic recipes at the start, I'll always add a little bit of salt at that point because it brings out the sweetness in the onions. It gets rid of the bitterness. And you're adding that sort of cooked salt and that cooked flavour into your dishes as you go, as opposed to just heaping a load of butter and salt into it at the very, very end.
Now, I love pretty much every page I open. I love stuff on it. Rhubarb crumble, one of my favourite things in the world. But you elevate it by having whipped custard.
Yes.
So how do I whip my custard?
So in a very fancy restaurant, they might call this creme diplomate.
Oh, really?
But basically what it is it's a mix between custard and cream. So if you have time at home at the weekend, you can make a custard, let it chill, and then you whip a bit of cream and fold it through. Or if you're lazy midweek, you might go to the supermarket, buy a decent bit of custard and whip some cream through it. And all of a sudden, instead of just your whipped cream, you've got something a little more elevated.
I'm looking at a recipe here, which I presume would be aimed at people who are like vegan or vegetarian food. Roasted butternut squash, which is an in food at the moment, isn't it?
Yep.
And it's supposed to have all sorts of nutritious virtues.
Buying in season at the moment.
With feta and pine nuts.
Yes.
And the problem is a lot of people look at that and say, I'm not having that, that's for vegetarians. But it's absolutely delicious.
It's absolutely delicious. It's in season at the moment. Why do we cook in season? Because it's more abundant, so the price goes down. It's better flavour. It's generally produced locally. And I'm getting to the point now into my 30s where I can't be eating meat every day of the week because it's hard on the pocket and it's also hard on the stomach. So like once a week, we'll do something like a bit of butternut squash, but we treat it like a piece of meat. So we'll caramelise it in a pan like you would a steak. And I'll always have things like a bit of feta cheese and some nuts in the cupboard that instead of just having the butternut squash, you can crumble a bit of it on, add a bit of nut or a few pine nuts, a bit of salt, and all of a sudden you've got a beautiful dinner for a really good price as well.
Now, the photography in the book is terrific. And I'm looking at a plate of food at the moment, which looks like the beef stew my mother used to make. But in fact, it's beef bourguignon.
Beef bourguignon.
Now, what elevates it is the vino.
Yes. Very traditionally, you would use red burgundy wine, but you can use whatever red wine you want. You marinate the beef the night before in the wine to give it that really deep, rich colour. And again, it's a classic stew, but just brought to the next level by talking about reducing the wine. Even just that 2 minutes extra reducing the wine intensifies the flavour before you throw it all in the oven in a pot and it comes out 2 or 3 hours later with dinner ready to go and you can a bit of mash, a few roast potatoes, even a bit of pasta. Absolutely delicious.
Yeah. You begin to digest your food, really, when you start looking at it, isn't that so? The whole salivation process and your taste buds getting going.
Yep.
And the photographs in this are fabulous. I'm starving now.
So Cliona Prendergast, who photographed it, she lives at Connemara. She's absolutely fantastic. And to be honest, cookbooks are as much the photographers as the chef because it's all about the pictures. Like even if you don't make anything from this book, you can buy it for €25 and it looks great on a coffee table or on a shelf and to have a flick through.
Yeah, and looking at Singapore noodles, I mean, there's all sorts of different, it's not all French, all Asian, all Irish, it's a mixture. How did you select what you were going to cook?
It's fascinating. I'm lucky enough, I have the TV shows and I have Irish Times columns and you get a sense very quickly of what people actually care about. Even the stats of what people look at on the website or what goes well on Instagram now will inform what people actually want. It's generally, people have 15 minutes midweek to make dinner. They want ingredients they can get in the supermarket that aren't going to cost a fortune and they want it to be tasty. So it's the pastas, it's the Singapore noodles, it's the beef stews. They're the things that always resonate with people.
Now, something I've never heard of, well, I thought I hadn't heard of it until I remembered seeing it in a French restaurant. It's skirt steak.
Yeah.
But I've seen the word bavette.
Bavette, anglette, butcher's cut, skirt steak. So you go to
What is it?
So it's basically, it's along the belly. It's the sort of flappy part of the belly underneath the animal.
Cheap cut.
Well, not a lot of cheap cuts anymore, but a cheaper cut, packed with flavour. You'll see it across all the bistros in France will use this as the sort of house cut. A lot of it actually comes from Ireland when you're in France. But the key to it is, it's not the most tender cut, but it's how you actually slice it after. So there's a grain through it, like wood. If you slice with the grain, it's going to be really chewy because it's long.
Yeah.
But if you slice across it, it cuts those sort of long strands in half and you get really flavoursome, tender meat for about half the price of a ribeye.
Yeah, you know, certain foods become trendy and then the price goes up. Like I remember being in Moore Street and at a time around the Celtic Tiger, I was doing some Vox Pops. And I was in FX Buckley's, I think, and he was explaining to me that all the cheap cuts were being bought by the Eastern Europeans.
Mm.
And then Irish restaurants copped on.
Mm.
And suddenly there was a demand and the price of the cheap cuts went up.
Like oxtail now. I remember when I was even college 10 years ago, oxtail was three, four quid a kilo. Now it's up to like 14, 15 because it's a trendy ingredient. Yeah.
Looking through the book and all the skills that are employed, what do you think is the biggest deficit for young people who are setting out on their own in a flat for the first time? What can't they do? I mean, they can boil an egg, I hope.
Well, they should buy the book and definitely look through the first chapter of the poaching the egg, how to cook a steak, how to cook a chicken breast, things like that. I think what's changed a lot now is what people cook on. So like you look at, you're building apartments and student accommodation or even houses, there's not a lot of space. So we're not really seeing these big massive kitchens anymore.
The air fryer.
It's the air fryer. It's the slow cooker. It's the microwave. And don't get me wrong, we have the air fryer at home. I'm using it a lot. It's great for some things. But I would hope books like this don't... They try to reinforce the really basic skills of why we eat. It's about choosing nice produce where we can, not always expensive, and having the basics. It's the brown bread in the opening chapter, or it's the bowl of pasta. These basic skills, that it's a life skill that everyone needs to know, and hopefully this book is a sort of a nice place to go
in
for.
In terms of seasonings, obviously, I mean, flavour comes, as you mentioned, onions and garlic tend to be, and celery, strangely, in soup gives an amazing...
Some people hate celery.
I wouldn't chew a stick of celery, but in soup it actually works.
It's one of these base ingredients if you're making a soup or a sauce. It's the likes of, in a restaurant you have, they call it a brumoise, where you sweat off carrots and celery and fennel and onion, and it gives this base level of flavour, a lot of sweetness, a lot of sugar in vegetables, and that's why you do that. I don't have as much of that in this book, because if I come home from work, I ain't going brumoise and carrots and celery, because I don't have time. So there's a few little hacks you'll see
in there.
How to grate some garlic and save a bit of time.
Yeah. Okay. So in your cupboard then, in terms of the seasonings that you might add, I mean, you have a recipe for tagine in here. You've got couscous. What are the basics? Say if you were to name four seasonings that you, besides salt and pepper, what four would you make sure you had in the cupboard?
Surprising one to start off. Pretty decent stock pots or stock cubes, or you get now little pots in some supermarkets of concentrated, like chicken stock.
Yeah.
I always have to have that to save time. Really good salted butter. Lemon juice, always have in the fruit bowl, and a decent olive oil. You'd be surprised, a decent olive oil in your cupboard just splashed in a salad or on top of a steak is a really good way to improve
flavor.
And
in terms of cumin or any of these things, no?
Listen, I have them. They're there for specific recipes. But in terms of the really basic stuff that's going to add maximum impact to your cooking tonight, they're the things I will always have in my kitchen at home.
Lemon, salted butter. What else did you say there?
Good stock cubes. Good or stock cubes. Pots. They're the
one. You can get the chicken ones, the vegetable ones, the beef ones.
Those chicken ones I will put in everything. So everything will have one or two of them or a spoonful thrown in.
But you
in.
Could actually pour boiling water on one of those and have it as a cup of soup.
You can, with noodles, things like that. Sure, that Absolutely. Was pot noodle back in the day, wasn't it?
It wasn't. We don't mention that era. Anyway, Mark, it's a brilliant book. Season, Master the Elements of Amazing Taste by Mark Moriarty. It's photography by Clean Prendergast, and it's beautiful stuff. Published by Gill Books. And Mark, thank you very much for joining us in studio today.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.